America, America.
The psalmist said, "Wilt thou not revive us again, that thy people may rejoice in thee?" Habakkuk the prophet said, "Revive thy work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years make known." This is a call for revival, to stir this nation for much needed revival from God.
God, please bless America.
I welcome you to the Monday edition of A Call for Revival. Father, would you help us today? Use it for your glory. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, we come to number 16 today in our study of what my Bible can do for me. And I come to number 16 and I say this about the Bible. It's your checkbook. Psalm 119, 170, he said, "Let my supplication come before thee. Deliver me according to thy word." Now, God's checkbook is the Bible. You know, you can have anything you want from God as long as it's God's will. Now, there are many people ask things from God and they never get it because they ask amiss that they may consume it upon their lust. They ask things that is not the will of the Lord, and we must ask according to God's will. Now, to say I can have just anything I want is a misrepresentation of the Scripture. I can have anything I want as long as it's God's will, according to 1 John chapter number 5, I believe it is. And so, the Bible's my checkbook. If I ask according to this Word of God, according to what the Bible says, now you got to know what the Bible says if you want to ask. That's one. You know, a lot of people want the blessings without the prerequisite that goes along with the blessing. Some people say, well, you don't have to do anything at all for God to bless you. Well, I disagree with that. I don't have to do anything to go to heaven, but I've got to do a lot of things to get the blessings of God on my life. I'll give you an illustration. If you're not tithing to the local church like you should be, then you don't have the blessings of God upon your life. Amen. The Bible said you're cursed with a curse. Amen. And, so even in this day and hour, God will take His blessings. And many times we do not see that the hand of the Lord's against us in our life. We don't see that. We don't see that God's really not there. We think we're doing well. I've used the illustration many times. Sometimes we think we're like the drunk man got in the car and he didn't realize where he was, and he was going up I-75 and he ran off in a cornfield. And he thought he was in a cornfield in Kentucky, and he thought he was in the orange groves in Florida. Now, many times we think we're one place with God, and we're really not. If we start searching our hearts and searching the Bible, we're in another place. But let God's Bible be your checkbook, and your desires, let them be according to the Word of God. Now, I know the Bible says go into all the world and all that, but the Bible does not tell me to win the whole world. The Bible tells me to witness. I can't go into the world by myself. It takes everybody. It takes every ministry. It takes every preacher. God didn't call one man to do everything. But God will give you a lot of things. And if you go without things, it's your own fault. If you go without a place, young man, if you're a preacher and God has called you and you go without a place to preach, that is your fault and not God's. I promise you that. I have averaged preaching one time a week somewhere. On radio or in a pulpit or somewhere, for the last 42 years, I've averaged preaching at least one time a week. And I want to say to you that God continues to open doors for me to preach the Word of God. Why? That's my desire. The Bible is my checkbook. When I need something in the ministry and it's the will of the Lord, I just go to the Lord and ask Him, and God gives it to us because it's His will. It's His will if we're doing for the glory of God, whatever's for the glory of God. Now, we can get overzealous and we say, "Well, Lord, give me $10 million and that'll be for Your glory." Well, God's probably not going to do that, because if you had $10 million, would you use it on the Lord? You see what I'm saying? So the Bible's your checkbook within the bounds of it being the will of the Lord. Amen. All right, thank you for listening today. Join us again tomorrow.
America,
you have been listening to A Call for Revival. A Call for Revival is a production of Gospel Broadcasting. Address any correspondence to Gospel Broadcasting, Post Office Box 797, Dobson, North Carolina 27017. And join us again when we once again present A Call for Revival.
As we seek Thy face, God, please bless America.